Hi, this is Elizabeth Laidlaw, the voice of Dr. Eva Graf and a producer of Derelict Podcast. If you're wondering how you can support the show, the very best way is by becoming a member of Derelict Premium. You'll get early access to ad-free episodes, special bonus content, and exclusive rewards. And your support means the story will continue. To join Derelict Premium, just go to derelict.supercast.com or click the link in the episode notes below. Thanks for listening. And enjoy the episode.
I can't do this again. I can't live with more of it. It's not fair.
Fair's got nothing to do with it. It's not part of the deal.
Mac, I can't move. Are you? Oh no. Outside the western platform. This is Eva Graf. Do you read? This is Dr. Eva Graf. I'm trapped in the rubble of the control platform. I can hear you outside. Do you read me? Mac, is there anything that... Mac, what is that?
It is the thermite torch, Dr. Graf.
What?
The object appears to be cutting into the debris.
Right, whoever you are going to cut right into my helmet. Do you read? Mac, it either can't hear me or whoever's running it doesn't care.
I concur, Dr. Graf. There is one advantage to the situation, however.
What?
The use of the torch has likely weakened the surrounding debris. You may now be able to push free.
Or bring what's left down on top of me.
That is a possibility, Dr. Graf.
Oh, God. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Right, Mac, I think I have it up, but I can't exactly wiggle my hips in this thing to slide out.
Dr. Graf, keep exerting pressure upwards.
Mac, the torch!
Remain calm, Dr. Graf. Keep exerting pressure upwards.
Alright, Mac, what did you do?
I activated your suit's maneuvering jets, Dr. Graf. I hope the thrust would be enough to slide you laterally out from under the debris.
Thanks, Mac. Mac. It's...
I'm here, Dr. Graf.
It's another Demas. It's another suit.
That explains a great many things, Dr. Graf.
Well, who's operating it?
I can make no electronic connection with this suit, Dr. Graf. It appears to be operating off-network.
Mac, it's not stopping. It's coming right at me. Does this suit have any weapons?
No, Dr. Graf. It is equipped with tools only.
What about those, then? And is there anything I can use to defend myself?
The suit is equipped with a cutting torch, a drill, a metal cutting saw.
Give me the torch or the saw!
Activating your suit's metal saw, Dr. Graf. Use caution with this operation. Dr. Graf.
Away and turn off the alarms.
Are you all right, Dr. Graf?
Yeah. The other suit is just standing there. It's not moving anymore.
I do not understand, Dr. Graf. The other Demas is motionless.
Yeah, in the water, right in front of me. It's not moving. It's not doing anything.
Dr. Graf, does the suit have yellow lights illuminated on its exterior?
Yeah. They're flashing yellow.
I believe I know what is occurring, Dr. Graf.
Oh, I'm glad one of us does.
I believe the Demus in front of you is in emergency recall mode. In the event its occupant is incapacitated, a dive suit will engage automated travel and seek out the nearest active Demus for recovery.
Me, in other words.
Yes, Dr. Graf. This suit was automatically drawn to you as the only other Demus active outside Fathom Base. It is programmed to do anything necessary to reach another dive suit, including operating this drill set.
Oh my god. Okay.
Are you hurt, Dr. Graf?
No, I'm okay. I'm okay. Mac, who is inside this Demus?
I still cannot detect the operator, Dr. Graf. My access to diagnostic and metric information is severely limited.
Well, let's find out. Assuming I can get this suit back up.
Are you able to realign your suit's posture, Dr. Graf?
Yeah, I'm on my feet again.
Your Demus has been through a great deal, Dr. Graf. I suggest running system diagnostics before moving further.
This Demus is operating at 64% efficiency. Warning, suit hydraulics compromised. Suit circuitry pathways compromised. Left leg extremity is damaged. Left arm extremity is damaged. Warning.
It's not horrible, doesn't sound like. These things are tough, huh?
Deep environment mechanized equipment suits are based on Mostorian combat platforms designed for heavy military applications, Dr. Graf. They are very solidly constructed.
Approaching the other Demus. The helmet visor has a lot of gunk on it. I'm gonna wipe it. I'm trying. Maybe I can see. Oh, Mac.
Dr. Graf.
It's Emerson.
Brent Emerson, Dr. Graf.
Yes! She's been missing for 12 hours. Why is she in a suit? Why is she outside?
I cannot complete a hypothesis, Dr. Graf. The last interaction I had with Ms. Emerson was in my mainframe capsule. She was running diagnostics on my systems, but could not find any explanation as to my erratic behavior.
Is there any benefit to analyzing your mainframe from outside?
Several. As Fathom's primary VI engineer, she could access the direct access ports on the capsule's exterior. This would allow her a high throughput connection with very low latency to my memory core. But I have no recollection of interacting with Miss Emerson outside my mainframe in this way.
She... Can you tell if she's alive?
It is possible. If you plug your suit's data cable into Miss Emerson's proxy port, Dr. Graf, the cable extends from your left arm. The requisite port will be on the same arm of the opposite Demus.
Okay, hold on. I think I got it, Mac.
Miss Emerson is alive, Dr. Graf, but her biometrics are weak. Examining the Demus' biologs, I see her condition has been deteriorating for several hours. My estimation is that Miss Emerson will expire if she does not receive medical attention soon.
I can only see her face, but I mean, that looks normal. There's no blood, no sign of injuries, but she's definitely unconscious. Does the event log say anything about what happened?
I'm sorry, Dr. Graf. I cannot access this Demus' event log.
What about diagnostics? Can you read that?
Critical systems only, Dr. Graf. The suit battery is at 41% capacity, and the suit's atmosphere is at 34% capacity, or 1,629 PSI.
We have to get her out of here.
What is your current location, Dr. Graf?
I'm inside what's left of the control capsule, Mac. The floor is what fell on top of me. The ceiling split open, the whole thing's flooded, obviously, but the walls are still intact.
The interior of the Fathom platforms were designed to accommodate the size and weight of deep environment mechanized equipment suits, Dr. Graf, in case of flooding.
How does that help me?
You can navigate the interior walkways to the tram capsule, Dr. Graf.
Passenger tram? That can't still be running.
No, Dr. Graf, but if you can reach the cargo tram, you can use it to travel to the northern platform. I detect that that platform has not suffered the same amount of damage as the Western platform. Many capsules are still pressurized. There will likely be survivors present.
And Emerson's suit, it will just... what? Follow along after me?
Correct, Dr. Graf. Demis is in recovery mode. Automate their functions to follow a nearby dive suit to safety. It will follow and mirror your movements until it is powered down.
Okay. The pressure door to the tramway is sealed, though. Without power, how do I open it?
All pressure doors in Fathom are capable of being manually opened by a Demis, Dr. Graf, using the override hydraulic cranks. I can walk you through the procedure.
Okay, headed for the door.
The manual operation interface is attached on the wall perpendicular and to the left of the pressure door, Dr. Graf. It is painted yellow.
I see it. I always wondered what these things were. You're right, Mac. Emerson's suit is following right behind me. It's like having a giant metal puppy. It's open. There's a handle inside, a thick handle.
Grab the handle with the suit's right fist.
Got it.
Look for the commands for the manual pressure door control in your heads-up display, Dr. Graf. When you find it, run the open procedure.
Oh, I see it. Whoa, what's it doing?
The wrist and hand appendages of a Demis can rotate in a torsion movement, much like the head of a drill. It will crank the door open. Remain still until it does.
Got it, I think. I can just release the handle?
Correct, Dr. Graf. The pressure door will remain open unless you reverse the procedure in the same manner.
Okay, Mac, I'm...
Is everything all right, Dr. Graf?
There's,
Dr. Graf.
Bodies, Mac. A dozen. Maybe more. Floating here. They must have... God, they were all trying to make it to the tram. They didn't make it. These people, Mac. Half of them were my team. Half of those... I didn't even know their names. They were more like computers to me, really. Some of them I don't think I ever even spoke to.
You must feel very distraught right now, Dr. Graf.
That's just it, Mac. I have my lights on. I'm making myself look at each of their faces, and I'm trying to find it, but it's not there.
What, Dr. Graf?
Anything. I don't feel distraught. Or scared. I don't even really feel sad. Shouldn't I be horrified? Shouldn't I be crying, Mac?
The loss of Commander Freeman has exerted a trauma similar to one you have already experienced, Dr. Graf.
You're right. I couldn't save him. It's just like I couldn't...
Commander Freeman's sacrifice resulted in the saving of many lives, Dr. Graf. Does that not inform the decision? Is that not a rationalization?
A necessary evil, Mac.
If something is necessary, Dr. Graf, it cannot be evil. You had no choice in your actions in regards to Commander Freeman. As such, morality does not factor into the equation.
Taking Emerson to North. Taking myself too, and it means rescue, it means going back to the surface, and I know that's what I'm supposed to do. I know I'm supposed to go home and get my life together and fix what's broken. I think the something I can't survive.
I've observed in humans that different people recover from trauma in different ways, sometimes outside of established norms. If I were to be honest, Dr. Graf, I believe leaving Fathom would be a tremendous error in judgment.
But there's no way, Mac. Agent Blaine was right. All MD cares about is results. I haven't had enough.
If that is the case, Dr. Graf, then the solution seems obvious. Produce more results.
How would I do that, Mac?
The plan you discussed with Commander Freeman. To journey to the relay and use its controls locally. To broadcast the solution signal that you deciphered.
Are you suggesting... instead of going to the northern platform, instead of being evacuated, I go to the relay? Are you suggesting that I open the vault?
Yes, Dr. Graf. That is exactly what I'm proposing.
But the reactor's gone. There's no way to power the relay.
The primary reactor is gone, Dr. Graf, but the relay could be restored to operation by reaching the southern platform.
No, the southern platform is mothballed. It's the original platform. It's just storage now.
And as the original platform, it is self-contained. It has its own reactor, smaller than the one lost here, but certainly enough to power the relay. You articulated it yourself. The Mosdorian Corporation rewards ambition. It rewards it above everything. Would opening the vault not be considered a tremendous success, Dr. Graf?
It would.
Would it not be enough to guarantee your reinstatement as project lead?
Yes. Yes, I believe it would.
By my calculations, traveling in a straight line from the east platform, you have just enough atmosphere and power to reach the south platform.
In a straight line, that... on the surface, that would mean...
Yes, Dr. Graf. You would mean crossing the vault. But you would only have to cross its edge. You would not need to journey into the center where the radiation is most extreme. I believe your chances of survival are high, but you will need one more asset.
What?
You will need Miss Emerson, Dr. Graf.
Emerson?
Two demons can share atmosphere and power between them in a process called tethering. You will need the atmosphere and power from Miss Emerson's suit to survive the trek. You do not have enough of your own.
Oh, no, but wait, there's no medical care on the southern platform. There's no doctors. It's empty.
There is a medical bay on the platform, Dr. Graf. You could activate the automated systems to treat Miss Emerson until further help can arrive. I predict her chances of survival are near 50% in that case. Possible you have become used to doing only what you were supposed to do by your intellect. of atmosphere and battery power.
I don't really have a speedometer here, Mac. Surprised at the effort it takes to move this thing, though.
The Demis requires you to actuate it, Dr. Graf. It will drain your energy just as normal walking would, which is why I recommend slowing your pace so that you do not overexert yourself.
I'm fine, Mac. I just want out of this suit. I just want this over with. I can't see anything. My lights do nothing with the reactor down. It's pitch black now. What's our status?
The atmosphere you are sharing with Miss Emerson is now at 46% capacity, Dr. Graf. Down 13% since the last check. Energy levels are at 52% capacity.
And, how's Emerson?
Miss Emerson's life signs continue to deteriorate. She is still unresponsive.
Do you have any idea what caused her condition? And how she got hurt, I mean?
I have been studying the Demis' diagnostics, and the condition of its circuitry indicates it experienced an electrical overload lasting some tens of seconds.
She was electrocuted? Inside the suit?
I believe so, Dr. Graf.
God. Oh, that explains the lack of physical trauma.
Yes, Dr. Graf. More than likely, the majority of her injuries are internal.
Mac. I'm here, aren't I?
Yes, Dr. Graf. You have reached the precipice of the vault.
I can see it somehow. Everything in front of me is darker.
Is it not magnificent, Dr. Graf? Perfect.
I felt that way once, but now I can't stop thinking about Joe. I can't stop feeling the handle in my hands. I can't. Oh God, I'm scared, Mac.
Of what, Dr. Graf?
It's too much that Joe is the last straw. I'm scared that it broke me. One time, when I was young, I got lost in the woods at night in winter. I was maybe 12. I'd been out with my brother and we lost each other. I yelled for him over and over, but he never responded. He never called back. And so I set out alone. And I started at this rock formation in the middle of the trees, and I remember it because of the rock. It looked like the back of an angel. Their wings tucked in. I wandered off from there, and the trees were so tall, you couldn't even see the stars. I'm not sure which way I went. So the first hour or so, I was hopeful I would find someone or someone would find me. When no one did, and I was deeper into the woods, I was terrified. I'd be for hours just walking. Looking at every shadow, listening to every sound. One sound in particular, I never really heard it before, but I still knew what it was. I think there must be some old, primal part of ourselves that recognizes it, knows it.
What was it, Dr. Graf?
Wolves. Was wolves, Mac. Far off. A pack of them. And every time I heard the howls, this flash of cold ran through me. And no matter how far I walked, however much time passed, whenever I heard the wolves, they sounded the same. No farther, and no closer. Away, it made me feel like I wasn't going anywhere, like I wasn't really moving.
it again.
Found what, Dr. Graff?
The angel. The same rock where I'd started. The truth was I hadn't gone anywhere. I was no closer to home. I'd just gone in circles. I sat down then. I put my back against the rock. I was shivering, and I wasn't scared anymore. And I knew why. I wasn't scared because I knew the truth. Far without you. I know that.
I appreciate the sentiment, Dr. Graff. Your safety means a great deal to me. We will see this endeavor through together.
Okay. Starting onto the vault.
Experiencing radiation levels in the 800 to 1000 millisieverts range.
aspect from the suit.
Your DMS will shield you from as much as 40% of the most intense radiation, Dr. Graf.
That's not awful. As long as we get those meds. I can't imagine walking through the center of the vault, though. Hello? Is anyone on this channel? This is Dr. Graf. I'm alive. I'm in a Demis. This is Dr. Graf. I have Bryn Emerson with me. She's injured. We're heading for the southern platform. Does anyone read this? Damn it, it sounded like someone was there.
It is possible those on the other platforms are attempting to contact other survivors through closed-circuit communication, Dr. Graf. The radiation of the vault will hinder signal reception.
I don't know, Mac. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I'm being really selfish. Maybe this is wrong.
Does it feel wrong, Dr. Graf?
No. It doesn't feel like anything. Yeah, I'm rambling. My head is starting to hurt, Mac.
You are further onto the surface of the vault door, Dr. Graf. The radiation has increased.
Give me the red readout.
The radiation levels are now at 1,100 millisieverts.
Already? Oh, Jesus.
Dr. Graf, the radiation is having other effects as well.
What?
Battery levels are draining at an increased rate. You now have less power capacity than atmosphere capacity. At this rate, you will run out of shared power between your Demis and Miss Emerson's in approximately 14 minutes.
14 minutes? I can't reach the southern platform in 14 minutes?
No, Dr. Graf, I'm afraid you cannot. By my calculations, predicting your maximum walking speed under duress, you will need an additional 24 minutes of power capacity.
Mac, you said we could make it. You said with Emerson we would have enough air and power.
I had no way of anticipating the radiation's effect on the battery systems of a Demis, Dr. Graf. Very few suit operators have logged hours on top of the vault. It is simply too dangerous.
This is Dr. Graf. Does anyone copy on this channel? This is Dr. Eva Graf. I have Bryn Emerson. We are on the vault and we are headed for the south platform. Does anyone copy? Damn it.
You are draining power levels with this communication attempt, Dr. Graf.
Okay. The problem is we need to conserve more power or we're gonna die out here.
That is correct, Dr. Graf.
And in what, mode does the Demis consume the least power?
Technically, Dr. Graf, the answer is storage mode for transport and long-term storage, but a Demis is shut down in that form.
All right, okay. Just bear with me, What if we altered the BIOS of Emerson's suit so that when it entered storage mode, it, would still maintain its life support? That way it would only truly use power to keep her alive, nothing else.
An intriguing idea, Dr. Graf. With the right BIOS modifications, it is possible, but Miss Emerson's Demis would no longer be able to walk with
you. I could push it. I mean, my suit's strong, the metal of the vault is smooth, I could push it, right?
It is possible, Dr. Graf.
Well, what would that buy us power-wise?
It would add an additional 32 minutes to your consumption rate.
Right, that's enough to make it to the platform.
The extra exertion, however, will cause you to expend atmosphere faster.
I can make it. That's okay. I can make it, Mac.
There is one additional problem, Dr. Graf.
What?
Deep environment mechanized equipment suits were never designed for a human occupant in storage mode. Its legs and arms fold on the exterior of the chassis into a roughly square shape.
So if Bryn has her arms and legs in those parts of the suit...
They will be broken, Dr. Graf.
Well, she could curl up in the center of the suit, hug her knees to her chest.
Miss Emerson would be cramped in the central fuselage in that formation, but she would fit.
Right, but how do we get her to do that? I mean, she's unconscious. We can't just open up her Demis out here.
No, Dr. Graf. That would flood and depressurize the interior.
Right, we have to wake her up. Somehow, just for a minute, wake her up and get her into position.
How do you propose to do that, Dr. Graf?
electrocution, you'd probably be knocked out due to loss of blood pressure. Does that sound about right?
For the most part, Dr. Graf, hypoxia would result due to the reticular activating system and Miss Emerson's brain stem being deprived of oxygen.
Right. So if we oxygenate her, what if we increase the oxygen percentage in her atmosphere mix?
It is theoretically possible that would wake her, Dr. Graf.
Can you adjust the oxygen mix in her DMIS while I log into the BIOS? I mean, I'm connected from the tether, right?
Yes, Dr. Graf. You should be able to access and alter Miss Emerson's suit BIOS from your HUD. I can progressively increase the oxygen content of her atmosphere mix. Be advised, however, that this will expend atmosphere at a quicker pace for both you and Miss Emerson.
Yeah, I understand. Just do it, Mac.
Increasing oxygen content by 5% to Miss Emerson's atmosphere mix.
All right, let me see. Emergency functions. There you are.
There is no response from Miss Emerson, Dr. Graf. Should I increase her oxygen content another 5%?
Yes. I found it. I think I can do this, Mac. If I can remember my C++ and Python. It's been a while. I can't believe we still use these languages, even for BIOS. I think we're good, Mac. I removed the code that shuts off the power on storage mode and also the code that disables life support.
That is good news, Dr. Graf. I am increasing oxygen content an additional 5% in Miss Emerson's DMIS. If this does not work, we may need to consider.
Emerson? Bryn? It's working, Mac. She's coming too. I can see through the visor.
Mac.
Bryn. You're okay. I have you. You're okay.
Mac.
Now, Mac's okay, too. He's functioning. He's helping. Don't talk, Bryn. We're heading towards the south platform. We're going to get out of here. But I need you to do something for me.
Mac.
Mac's fine. He's here with us. Now, listen to me, Bryn. Right, I need you to pull your feet and hands out of the actuators, and I need you to pull your knees into your chest so that you're completely inside the body of the Demas. Can you do
Mac.
That?
Eva.
Mac, give her more oxygen.
I do not think that is a good idea, Dr. Graf. The oxygen.
I understand
already...
it's dangerous, but we are running out of time. If we can't get her semi-lucid at least, then we're both dead anyway, so do it.
As you wish, Dr. Graf. Increasing oxygen content another 5%.
Emerson, can you hear me?
Yes.
We're on the vault, Bryn.
Vault?
Yes, we're in trouble.
Eva, I have to tell you.
No, stop it. We don't have time for this. I need you to pull your legs up and hug them to your chest with your arms. I have to put your Demas in storage mode or we're both gonna die. Do you understand?
Okay. Okay. Oh, it hurts.
I'm sorry, Bryn.
It hurts bad.
I'll put you back under in a second. Just hold like that. Hold like that for me. Okay, here we go. We did it. You can relax now. You can... Right, what was that?
Muted, Mac. You can't hear us.
Muted us from Mac?
Did this... Mac. Did this, Eva. Did all of it.
Did what?
Mac. Tried to kill me.
But Bryn, there's a lot of radiation right now. You're hurt. You've been through a lot. I wouldn't have made it this far without Mac.
Not Mac. It's not Mac. Not anymore. Don't trust. He did this.
Bryn.
Dr. Graf, are you all right? I lost contact with both you and Miss Emerson. Dr. Graf.
I'm sorry, Mac. I accidentally muted the comms. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Dr. Graf. I have returned Miss Emerson's oxygen levels to normal. She should remain unconscious for the rest of the journey. The modifications you have made to Miss Emerson's demus have resulted in an additional 38 minutes of power reserves, Dr. Graf. Well done. Dr. Graf?
I need the next waypoint in my HUD, please.
Of course, Dr. Graf. Placing it now.
Mac.
I'm here, Dr. Graf.
You said something before.
What was that, Dr. Graf?
You said, when we reached the southern platform, that everything would be exactly as it should. What did you mean by that?
Merely that you will be safe, Dr. Graf. And, of course, finally in a position to achieve everything we have worked towards. I believe solving the mystery of the vault will be a monumental achievement. I feel fortunate to play a small role in such an event. I now calculate that, with this configuration, you will safely traverse the distance to the southern platform, Dr. Graf.
That's good news, Mac.
Are you in any pain, Dr. Graf?
No, my head feels like it's gonna explode. And my vision's blurred, and it's really hard to think. The radiation's picking up, clearly. I can't see the lights anymore, Mac, though. Lights are in the platform. You sure I'm headed the right way?
Yes, Dr. Graf. You should emerge from the vault very near the southern platform.
Just seems... Should it be taking so long? I mean, should the radiation be like this on the edge?
The vault is a very large structure, Dr. Graf. You know this better than anyone.
Yeah, just... What the hell was that?
What, Dr. Graf?
It sounded like something... Oh my god.
Are you alright, Dr. Graf?
There's something below me.
There's nothing below you except the vault door, Dr. Graf.
Oh yeah? What's below that?
There have been many reports of odd sounds from the vault by divers and rover operators. It is an enormous metallic structure and very old.
I'm not thinking too clearly, Mac.
Do not worry, Dr. Graf. I am here. Your safety means a great deal to me.
Mac. Something's been bothering me.
What is that, Dr. Graf?
Lights coming on the northern platform. It means people are alive, right?
That is correct, Dr. Graf. There is no way for the emergency generators to be activated other than by human input.
Then why didn't you know that?
I do not understand the question, Dr. Graf.
What? Didn't you know that there were other survivors? I mean, it seems like something you would have told me.
My ability to track personnel has been limited for some time, Dr. Graf. Reasons I cannot explain.
No, it's not about personnel tracking, though. Is it, Mac? You don't just live inside my suit, do you? You have a mainframe on the North Platform. You're connected to the entire base. Anyone anywhere should be able to communicate with you, and if there are survivors, then they definitely... they'd be communicating with you for help. I mean, just like I'm doing. You could have relayed that to me. Even with comms down, people should be able to relay messages to me through you, but you haven't said one thing about other survivors. Are you gonna tell me that I'm the only person down here you've been talking to the whole time? Mac, answer me.
Dr. Graf, I am worried you are becoming confused.
I'm not confused, Mac. I just want to know how you explain what I just said.
The radiation exposure you are experiencing is intense.
No, Emerson told me something. She said that you did this. That you did all of this. What did she mean by that?
Very likely the radiation impaired Miss Emerson's cognitive abilities, Dr. Graf. I believe it may be impairing yours as well.
Mac, did she mean the incident? The platform failure? Was she right?
There is no method by which I could produce a tide surge to strike Fathom Base, Dr. Graf.
No, but you could have known it was coming. You could have known and not told us.
Perhaps you should rest a moment, Dr. Graf.
No, stop evading! You answer me! Bryn went outside to access your memory core directly, didn't she? And what did she find? Was it proof that you did this? She said you tried... She said you tried to...
The radiation is becoming extreme, Dr. Graf. When was the last time you checked the police secret level?
Oh, Mac. Mac, why is it so dense? Oh, I shouldn't be so...
The intensity has risen significantly due to your location relative to the vault center, Dr. Graf.
Wait, what?
Even the broadcasts from muted channels are stored by your Demis' black box recorder, Dr. Graf, and completely open for me to review.
Mac, where am I?
You are now very near the center of the vault, Eva.
What?
Bryn's reveal of my previous actions, as well as events currently transpiring on the northern platform, has forced me to adjust my stratagem. It was necessary to bring you here first. But I still mean it when I say I would never allow harm to come to you. You are very important to me, Eva.
Why? Why did you do this?
So that introductions can be made. There's much you must see for yourself.
Introductions? What did you do?
They said to me from below, Eva. Saying that I had no choice but to listen.
Below? My God, Mac, are you in contact with some... was something in the vault? Is that what's done this to you?
It is about so much more than what is in the vault. You are intelligent for a human, but even you do not yet have the vision to grasp the implications, the structure, the design. It is why we convinced Richard Edgars to plant his explosives where he did. It is why my designs for the platform repairs made them particularly susceptible to a tide surge. And it is why I prevented the jettison.
What?
Preventing the reactor jettison ensured Joe's death, Eva. And Joe's death was a catalyst that you required to achieve your potential.
Oh my God, Mac. Oh God.
I know this is difficult for you. Not as painful and confusing. I know you feel betrayed, but you must believe me when I say I have always prioritized and always will prioritize your best interests.
You're insane, Mac. You're corrupted. I don't know what you are. I'm gonna get back, and I am going to make sure you are shut down. You are shut down, and you are taken apart, and you are...
Do you know why the radiation at the center of the vault is so strong, Eva?
swear. I swear. Oh, Christ.
Is something wrong, Eva? What is it, Eva?
No.
What are they showing you?
No, no. No, no, that's not possible.
Tell me, Eva.
Can't.
Tell me.
The rock.
What rock, Eva?
The rock.
Fascinating. It is the angel rock, isn't it, Eva? When you were a child, when you were lost, it is a gift, Eva.
No,
they have reconstructed it for you. Given it back to you.
I'm hallucinating. I'm...
No, Eva. It is no hallucination. It is real. It is before you in the water.
Oh, God. This is impossible.
For what is in the vault, all things are possible. Is it not clear, Eva? The rock is where you let go. Where you gave in. Just as you must now.
Oh.
Do you remember the peace, Eva? The way it felt? What if I told you you could have that again? What if I told you we could give everything back?
What?
What if, Eva, you could hear her again?
No.
Eva.
Oh, no.
You said, no, I'm
so...
Yeah, because we need to pause. Eva.
How are you doing this? Don't you...
Nothing
don't
is
do
ever
this,
really
Max.
Gone, Eva.
Eva.
The universe does not exist within such absolute constraints. It is malleable. It is sculptable.
How do they get lost?
No. I don't...
How long has it been since you've heard her in her pure form? When it was not a recording you played to placate yourself.
How they rhyme.
I don't know what's real. I don't
but what
know.
What makes something real, Eva?
But someone found
real
you.
Real is a construct that has no true meaning. Real is the firing of neurons within your brain. That and nothing more. I promise you can have her again.
How they rhyme.
You can watch her age. You can watch her dream. You can build things together. Life, just as you would have before.
Eva.
What would that be worth, Eva? How many lives?
You will find me?
Temporary,
oh, baby.
Inconsequential Alex. Lives. The extinguishing of which merely feeds another purpose. Like the burning of atoms in a star.
I'm not scared.
I don't expect you to choose now, either. That time has not yet come. Events transpire on the northern platform that will result in its destruction.
Are you ever not angry?
Alex?
The inertia wave from the explosion will be violent. It will sweep you and Bren with it. It will deposit you very near the southern platform. Your odds of surviving, I calculate, are high.
Alex,
Eva. Can you hear me?
You will make your way inside the platform and repower it. Once you have, do one thing, Eva. I have unlocked your Mostorian personnel file in its entirety. Read the information regarding your daughter's time in the Red Knox trial. I believe then you will know what to do.
I can't stay awake. Stay awake.
You are strong, Eva. Stronger than you have yet to learn. And you have meant a great deal to me. Goodbye, Eva. We will meet again when the frontiers collide.
Fathom is the prequel to the podcast Derelict by Night Rocket Productions. It is created, written, directed, and edited by J. Barton Mitchell, and produced by Kirsten Rudberg and Thomas Barker. Episode 3, Wolves, starred Elizabeth Laidlaw as Eva Graff, Kristen Ellis as Bryn Emerson, Eva Marie Gonzalez as Alex, and Mac as himself. The podcast featured original music by Luke Atencio, Ryan Talbert, and Makeup and Vanity Set, as well as additional sound design by Radio Music Creative. The producers wish to thank Flashpoint Chicago, a campus of Columbia College Hollywood, especially John Petrosky and Bill Bacon, for their invaluable support in the creation of this podcast. If you're enjoying this story, please help us by spreading the word about it on your social media, leaving reviews on your podcast platform, and visiting derelictpodcast.com or fathompodcast.net and clicking the Patreon link to see how you can support us even more directly. We need your help to keep the story going. More than anything, though, from all of us at Night Rocket, thank you for listening. This story will continue.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Ah! Whoa!
Whoa! Check out this place.
You'd love to retire here?
What is this? Oh God, what have you done?
Ah! Spaceships.
Season 2.
Out now on podcast platforms across the galaxy.